Welcome back to the Chamber Members Podcast, where we'll go over a business tip of the week, some chamber announcements, and you'll get to hear from the Chamber's new president and CEO, Jeff Deffler. First, a quick shout out to USA Benefits Group for sponsoring the episode. If you are not absolutely in love with your health insurance, feel free to reach out to one of their agents, and they'll search different carriers for you and make sure you find a plan that's right for you and your budget and your needs. They can be reached at 330-208-9455. Up next, our business tip of the week brought to you by SBS Consulting Systems.
Hi, everyone. Sean Hetrick, SBS Consulting Systems. This business tip of the week this week, we're going to talk about AI, but ChatGPT in general, or specifically. ChatGPT is an AI platform that you can use. It's free. So if you go to chat.openai.com, you can create a login and actually use it and build modules to do various things within your business. I use it quite often with mine. I build a module that is based on the information about my business, and I can use it to develop content for my website, content for marketing, content for advertising. I can even use it as a strategic guide where I can say, hey, I'd like to do this. What are your thoughts? And it will give me ideas and business development, marketing development, even develop an entire business plan for you and really allow you to get that second or additional idea from the interface itself. So if anyone's interested, go please sign it up, do that. If not, we can help you at SBS Consulting Systems to kind of work through that and really make it an asset to your business. Again, I'm Sean Hetrick, SBS Consulting Systems.
Sean, thanks for that great tip. I know I've used that a couple times before, but you're going to have to show me how to do the module, so it kind of builds on.
Yeah, that's the important thing, is building it, that knowledge into it, for sure.
Yeah. I'm like just scratching the really top of the surface, and then there's like a billion things you can do with it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what you can do.
Yeah.
Well, everything I'm going to say today, I already got from ChatGPT.
Perfect.
Jeff, thanks for taking your time to come out and do the show with us today.
My pleasure. Yeah, it's awesome that you guys are doing this. I think it's fantastic that we're able to highlight members in a podcast. And so thanks for your hard work on this.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem, we've been having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I really have.
I know we're excited to kind of hear your story and share that out with other members. I know we met just the first time a few weeks ago at one of the tip clubs, right?
That's right.
And we got to sit down and talk to each other. I'm like, I'm really glad I was here today, but if I wasn't, I would have missed that opportunity. And I would, it'd be nice to have him on so he can kind of share his story and, what he's going on and his passion about it. Here we are.
Yeah. And I think it's just so important to get there to the members and give them a place to come to you and kind of talk to you about their thoughts, ideas, concerns,
I think the tip clubs are fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it was a great opportunity for me to sit down with members like you and have a conversation about what's working, what we could be doing better, ideas, and just what's going on out there in our economy right now. And so that was important for me. Just after being named the next president and CEO, to get out and engage with members and hear from members. Mm-hmm. We got to listen if we're going to be contributing to member success. So,
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with a little history. Can you give us a rundown of your previous experience?
How far back you want me to go?
Whatever you think's relevant.
So I've been absolutely blessed with a great career, a fortunate to have had a lot of opportunities. And, I started out my career in government, actually.
Okay.
I was a U.S. diplomat for 9 years. So nice. I worked at the State Department in Washington and got to work in embassies and consulates all over the world.
Wow.
And that was exciting. And part of what I did with the State Department is I was an economics officer. So that means I would handle economic and commercial and business affairs when I was assigned abroad and get to work with U.S. companies in those markets.
Okay.
And wow. I was really impressed with what I saw. And it started this idea in me that, one of these days, I think I want to shift over to the private sector and see what that's all about. So I did that. I had the chance to work with at NCR Corporation in Dayton, Ohio, which is where I'm from originally, and was there for 5 years, and then came up to Stark County in 2005 for a job with the Timken Company.
Okay.
And I was at Timken until early 2018, And so I got that private sector experience. And when I wound up my career at Timken, I was able to go out and start my own consulting business and ended up working with a lot of nonprofits, which is how I connected originally with the Chamber.
Okay, that makes sense.
The Chamber was a public policy client of mine, and did that for a couple of years. And then in 2020, Denny Saunier asked me to come on full time and handle both the public policy piece as well as economic development. So, so I've had, you know, across the course of my career, I've had some public sector work, some private sector work, some nonprofit work, and hopefully all of that comes together to serve me well as I go forward leading the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, definitely would, having all those different areas, because the Chamber is a broad organization that covers a lot of different industries and areas.
Yeah, and we have to work with entities from all those sectors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so understanding how to bring them together to serve the greater good, to promote economic growth and development, to you know, basically build community vitality, I think those are all critical features.
Yeah, I mean, being able to collaborate with different organizations is a huge, you know, asset to be able to do that. I mean, that's how things get done, you know, and you have ideas and other people have ideas, but if you can't come together and focus that, and nothing gets done. So I can see the Chamber doing that, and they do a lot of it.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to really, really help the organization.
Yeah, well, we've got a real history of leadership in that area in the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the strong points of the Chamber is that we try to bring people around the table, find new opportunities, address the challenges that we face as a community, and then move forward together.
Nice. So you want to give a little bit of information about the Chamber and why people should participate or, you know, be involved in the Chamber?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. Well, because you helped me. No, I'm kidding. No, honestly, you know, I think it's when I think about this and, you know, I have conversations with people internally, it's all about creating value. Mm-hmm. We want to create value for our members so that when everyone thinks about, okay, why am I a Chamber member, they can put their finger on something right away. We want to make sure that we're delivering that, we're doing that. And as I think we talked before, sometimes that value is direct. Mm-hmm. You know, you can quantify it. It's something that's clear and easily measurable. Like, say, for example, you join the Chamber and you can become a member of our MIWA.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can get low cost or competitive cost health insurance for your employees. That's a great benefit that you can do the math on,
yeah.
And you can that's a direct some direct value that flows to your bottom line. Right. But as a Chamber, we also are engaged in the creation of indirect value. You know, our mission essentially is to, you know, lead our region in economic development and community development through innovation and collaboration. And sometimes that results in new businesses coming to town. Sometimes that results in things like we put on festivals and events that draw mm-hmm. lots of people from outside the region who, by the way, bring their dollars.
Right.
Sometimes it results in the creation of new infrastructure, whether that's with you know, the Canton Akron Airport or broadband or, you know, whatever the case may be. Those things that may be more difficult to assign a dollar mm-hmm. value to for an individual member, still do an awful lot to strengthen our business ecosystem and the environment in which we all operate here.
Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, I mean, bringing those dollars into the region is huge. Just like we were talking to the Element Health Foundation the other day when, you know, their health insurance, like, how can we bring more dollars in? Because that's what funnels it, right? It's providing money to the area, providing money to small businesses. They reinvest instead of, you know, shipping out the dollars, just like, you know, basic economics.
No, you're absolutely right. And these days, it's a situation where quite often you need public-private partnership to get things done. Mm-hmm. And that means the public policy piece that we're engaged in can be really valuable to members. Because I'm guessing that the vast majority of small businesses out there don't have time to track all of the legislation that's moving in Columbus and Washington, let alone engage and advocate for their own interests.
Yeah.
The Chamber's here to provide that service and to do that on behalf of all of our members.
Yeah, and your background really gives that strength behind the Chamber for that, because a lot of times people coming into those positions might not have that public policy kind of background, and that just really helps and just a great benefit for the chamber in general.
Sure. Yeah, and I think if you look around at large chambers of commerce, whether it's across the state or across the nation, increasingly you'll see public policy advocacy work as a key feature of the value proposition for members. And it's really a best practice for chambers to increasingly invest in our capability to do that kind of work.
Right.
So you'll see more of that going forward.
Awesome.
So what are some things that the chamber is doing to facilitate growth? You know, I know we talked about that the other day. Can you touch base on that cultivating growth concept?
Yeah, so cultivating growth is a concept that we have been developing at the chamber over the course of the last year or so, and really it gets back at that economic ecosystem in which we all find ourselves, right? And it has different components. And if they're all strong and vibrant, then we're going to be moving forward economically and from a community perspective. But if they're not, if one of them is weak, then we're going to see a negative effect on investment, and we're going to see a negative effect on the growth of individual member companies and so on and so forth. Communities, neighborhoods will not be as vibrant as they otherwise could be. Mm-hmm. Cultivating growth is really about making sure that we're focused on each of those individual components of our economic ecosystem and doing what we can as a Chamber of Commerce to strengthen them.
Okay.
So that can involve things like investing in our urban core. You know, a lot of people think about downtowns. Why are they important? We were just talking about this. If you think about it, if something is rotten in the inside, then it's not long before the rest of it is going to fall apart as well. So we got to make sure we get a strong urban core. Things like public policy that we were just talking about. I would also say workforce. How many companies do you talk to now that have an easy time hiring workers?
None.
Yeah,
probably. One in a thousand?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Probably none of them. And so this is, we have a workforce and education initiative and program at the chamber that is trying to develop the next generation of workers to make sure that when there are open positions, that there is a capable workforce ready and able to fill those positions.
So important.
All of that comes together. And also the things that we do on the community side, whether it's the Enshrinement Festival or other events that we put on.
Yeah, so talk about the Enshrinement Festival. I hear a lot about that. You know, I started researching a little bit. I've been in the Canton area for a few years now, but I haven't really gotten involved in that. So what's all that all about? What does it bring? Who's all involved?
Well, I tell you what, if you look at this from a certain perspective, you can see that we are the Hall of Fame region.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you go around the country and find cities the size of Canton, and you were to ask them, okay, you can have something in your town that will guarantee that on the biggest broadcasts in the United States every year, your city's going to get mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think they'd get for that?
Right.
Well, millions, that's what millions happens to Canton. Yeah. How many times are you watching one of the biggest NFL games in the year and they say, he's going to Canton? Right? That happens all the time. And all of that comes together every year, the first week of August, with the Enshrinement Festival. It actually starts well before then. We've got the Community Parade that's going to kick things off on July 23rd. We have the Balloon Classic, which happens in Jackson Township on July 28th and 29th. And then we get full into the swing of the Enshrinement Festival week. And so we've got the game, we've got a fashion show, we've got the gold jacket dinner, we've got the enshrinement ceremony itself, we've got the concert for legends, we've got the enshrinees roundtable. Now, the interesting thing that a lot of people don't know is that most of the events that I just mentioned are actually put on by the Canton Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, and all their volunteers, right?
And volunteers are so critical to the success of this. And this is a challenge. I mean, I'd put this call out to anyone who watches this podcast, right? We've talked a little bit about workforce, and one of the things going on with workforce is generational change, right? You've got a lot of baby boomers who are reaching the age of retirement, and so they're leaving the workforce, and this is creating a void in the labor market. Same thing's happening with volunteers. Mm-hmm. So you've got volunteers that, God love them, have been stepping up and volunteering for decades and have made incredible contributions. But they're thinking, you know, maybe we're going to move full time down to Florida, or I just don't know that I want to do this anymore. And so it's critical for us to develop and bring in a new generation of volunteers to engage and be part of this. And I'm telling you what, they're going to have a lot of fun when they step up and
Yeah, I've done it for a couple of years now.
It's fantastic.
A blast. You get to see so many people, and the amount of people that come into the area is just, it's mind blowing to see the amount of people that come.
Fills up all the hotels and everything.
I mean, the economic impact is incredible. Yeah. In Stark County alone, the economic impact of the Enshrinement Festival every year is $40 million.
Wow.
So we're pumping $40 million into our economy and having fun while we do it. Yeah. So, I mean, how can you go wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, thanks for having on. You know, thanks for coming on, speaking with us. We'd love to hear your story, and we're gonna get the word out to what's going on, and we're just really excited everything that the chamber has going on.
Well, listen, it's my pleasure. You know, the transition between me and Denny Sonier will take place between now and the end of the year. During that time, I want to hear from members. I want to know your stories. I want to know what your challenges are, your opportunities, and I want to know how we can help at the chamber.
That's fantastic. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, quick chamber announcements. So just want to talk about tip clubs real quick. Great benefit the chamber has going on. They're one-hour meetings, either during breakfast or lunch. There's five of them during the week. Come, mingle, have some food, get to know other people, and, you know, give your 30-second spiel to everyone each time. You can find more details on those at cantonchamber.org. And, yeah, that wraps up episode 7 of the Chamber Members Podcast.
There we go.
Thank you. Great. I'll see you all at the tip club.
There you go.
Thank you. See you next week.